thrice welcome to London that renowned prince, who freely stood up for the nation's defense. Nay, when we were sinking and ready to fall, then did he step in and deliver us all. When we on the brink of sad ruin did stand, 'twas done by a mighty miraculous hand. He but little blood in this nation did spill. Our gracious King William may heaven bless still. He is in the prospect of England's great crown, and fully resolves to keep popery down. And therefore he ventured o'er tempestuous seas, when he might have tarried at home at his ease. But 'twas for our good, as it well does appear, that he was so graciously pleased to come here. No trouble nor danger his courage could kill. Our gracious King William may heaven bless still. To stand for religion is all his design. His heart is so gracious, so good and divine. And therefore in pity he came to subdue those dangers and troubles he feared would ensue. 'Twas time to stand up for the Protestant cause, when as they endeavor to make void our laws. But yet I do hope they shall ne'er have their will. Our gracious King William may heaven bless still. With loud acclamations he was welcomed in, and he does the hearts of all honest men win. While bells they are ringing and trumpets do sound, his health in Canary goes merrily round. As knowing he never intended to wrong no person of what unto them did belong, but settle our laws by the best of his skill, our gracious King William may heaven bless still. The most of his army we see are inclined unto a most noble and generous mind, behaving themselves here most gallant and brave, both silver and gold in their pockets they have. They come not to burden this nation at all, but freely they pay for whatever they call, by which they have purchased the nation's goodwill. Our gracious King William may heaven bless still. There's each drooping soul which did formerly grieve, they having much reason, alas, to believe that popery over the nation would spread. This filled their hearts with much sorrow and dread. And yet when our hopes they were quite at an end, And let every Christian submit to his will, and pray that our King may be prosperous still. And when a free parliament shall come to sit, they may not their faithful allegiance forget, but act what is honest, both upright and fair, twixt William our King and his people with care, that here in this land in much glory he may wear the royal crown and the scepter here sway. For he to this nation a blessing does bring. Then let's pray for William, our Protestant King.